Okay, baby's asleep, and I've got 1 hour to do this. So, I have two flashcard boxes. They're both from the company called School Zone. First one is Go Fish, the second one is Colors, Shapes, and More. I already opened the second one I just mentioned. Go Fish, haven't played that in a long time. So, I'll tell you more about what's on the box, and I'm just gonna open up Go Fish, and I'll tell you about that. So, for Colors, Shapes, and More, title says it all. It is for ages 3 and up, or pre-K. You can find more information about this product at schoolzone.com. I haven't checked that out yet, but when I opened up the box, it came with two informational cards. The first one was online curriculum, and they advertised the website anywhereteacher.com. Creative, motivating, and energizing young minds. So, they have these little icons to basically sum up what everything is on this card. You can look at videos, games, flashcards, interactive worksheets, books, songs, and printable worksheets. In the back, it talks about ages 2 through 8 exploring thousands of fun, creative activities that can be tailored to each child's grade and ability level. Yada, yada, yada. And the best part that they mention about this is that it's ad-free. They enforce it a lot throughout this paragraph. Ad-free is great, especially when you're on YouTube and you have your kid in front of you and you don't want that ad in front of you. So, that's really good information. I'm glad this comes with the card set. The second one is a parent card. I don't know why I need a parent card for flashcards, but let's read that anyways because it has all the information about the box. Parent card. Content. This card set contains 34 activity cards and one parent card. Activities. Separate the cards into 5 groups. 9 colors, 10 number cards, 4 directional cards, 6 rhyming word cards, and 5 shape cards. Colors. Ask your child to name the colors, and you can also have your child name objects that are on the same colors. Okay. Numbers. 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 Have your child line up the cards from 1 to 10. Have your child identify the numbers. So basically, things you should already have common sense about. I shouldn't have needed to read all that. So we've got the basics, 34 cards, and it has rhyming colors and shapes, and a few other random shapes as well. So that's pretty cool, and I really liked this because I have a 4-month-old. He's not talking yet, obviously, but when he does start talking, I want to work on these with him. So, really useful. I even let him play with it. I know, maybe not a great mom move, but it's pretty safe. I mean, you're not really going to get a paper cut with this unless you tried really hard. My son was okay. He's a little guy. He picked it up really well with his little grip. And he was safe and he was fine. So, I mean, not the recommended age, but it is for pre-K and small children can play with it. Just don't let them chew on it. It's made of standard playing card material. It's all full color, except for the backs where they have rhyming words. It's like a faded blue color. But good material, good resource for parents, good for homeschooling, good for anyone who has a young child in the house. And so, that is my first review for Color, Shapes, and More. And my second one, I am opening up Go Fish. So here we go. Keep in mind, I found these at Hen House, and they were in the cheap toy section. Which was amazing because normally the cheap toy section has the hillbilly teeth and the little cowboys and Indians and things like that. So that was a rare find. Right, opening it up. I haven't played Go Fish in a very long time. Oh, yep, there's fishes. We have fishes. See, this is the one time I'm glad they actually put the same directions that they had for the other one. All right, so how do you play this? We don't need to know about anywhere.com. We already read that. Let's see what the information card says. Thank you for writing the parent card for dum-dums like me. Contains 34 cards. Directions. Before starting the game, go through the cards with your child and name the animals. This game can be played by two or one. Blah, blah, blah. This game can be played by two or more players. The object of the game is to collect the most pairs of matching mother and baby animals. Okay, so I kind of get the basics. And so, I mean, it's the same information. it's good card material, safe for kids to play with. It's a matching game from what it looks like. The backs where they have the fishes printed on, it's like a faded blue color. And the other side is a full color image. Like I have a picture of a zebra, zebras, oxes, ducks, lions, squirrels, all sorts of random animals. So that was a really good buy as well, and I'm glad I picked them up. And if I find anything else at Hen House, I will definitely do a review of that I find out of the ordinary. Because this, for our area and our store, was a really out of the ordinary buy.